welcome to another episode of By Kids, For Kids Storytime. The Three Wishes. Long ago, in the forests of Sweden, a poor woodcutter lived with his wife. He worked very hard for the little money he made, day after day, cutting down trees.
No matter how many trees I cut down,
he cried,
it never seems to be enough.
Because of this, they lived a simple life in a simple hut, and often they went hungry. One day, while trudging warily through the forest, he found a huge old oak tree.
My goodness!
He muttered as he looked up at the height of the monumental old tree.
My goodness! A tree of this size will easily bring in enough money to buy me and my poor wife enough food to sustain ourselves for a week.
He took out his huge axe and began to swing it around his head to fell the tree with one mighty blow. But suddenly, he heard a voice pleading for him to stop. There above him flew a tiny creature. It looked like a very small human, about the size of a little baby. She had a dress made of leaves and a delicate crown of flowers. But most amazing of all, she had a pair of butterfly wings fluttering from her back. She was a fairy.
Please,
she begged him.
Spare my tree. It is my home. I've taken care of it for over a century.
The woodman was dazed with wonder and lost for words. Although he was desperate to cut down the tree, he was a good man and could not bring himself to swing his axe. He put it down and replied,
I will do as you ask.
The fairy breathed a sigh of relief and said,
my deepest thanks, dear woodcutter. To show you how grateful I am, I'll grant you three wishes. Whatever you and your wife wish for will come true.
And then a tiny little door opened in the bark of the tree, and the fairy disappeared inside the tree trunk.
Goodbye.
Three wishes,
said the woodcutter.
Impossible.
Since he didn't really believe in magic, he went on trudging deeper into the forest, looking for other trees that he could cut down. By the end of the day, he was exhausted. He had worked so hard that he forgot all about the fairy. He slung his axe over his shoulder and marched home. When he got home, all he wanted to do was to fill his hungry tummy and chat with his wife by the fire.
What's for supper?
He asked his wife.
Same as usual. Weak veggie soup and hard brown bread.
Ah, how I wish for a nice, big, juicy sausage.
No sooner had he said it than on the table appeared the most stupendously huge, fat, delicious sausage he had ever seen.
What on earth?
Shrieked his wife. Then the man remembered the meeting with the fairy, so he told his wife all about it. Now they had only two wishes left.
No, you nincompoop,
she gasped.
What a waste! How could you have made such a ridiculous wish? I wish that sausage was on your nose.
And as soon as she spoke the words, the sausage flew from the kitchen table to the man's nose. The woodcutter and his wife were speechless. They just looked in horror as the huge sausage swung from side to side, stuck to his face, on top of his nose.
You did not just say that.
He cried in horror.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
She cried, full of sorrow and regret.
I'm so sorry.
My nose. My nose. Pull it off. Pull it off.
He gave a pull, but it was stuck tight. His wife gave a pull, but still it held. And they both pulled it till they had nearly pulled the woodman's nose off. No matter how hard they tried to remove that sausage, it would not come off. Exhausted, they stopped. The sausage still stubbornly swung from side to side. They had one wish left.
Now what?
He said,
"It doesn't really look that bad,"
she said, trying to make him feel better.
"Maybe you could get used to it."
She knew from the woodman's glare that this was not an option at all. They discussed other options.
"We could wish for a sack of gold.
Or a kingdom.
Or a large farm.
Or a million more wishes."
No, that one never works.
Okay.
But if they wished for any of those things, the man would have to live with a sausage swinging from his nose for the rest of his life. The woodman knew that if he was going to get rid of it, there was only one option.
"I wish the sausage would come off my nose,"
he cried. In an instant, the sausage vanished from his nose and lay on a dish on the table. The poor woodcutter and his wife never did get that sack of gold or a kingdom or even a large farm. But that night, they forgot all their troubles and celebrated having normal noses over a delicious meal of sausage.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime, performed by Maya Degenhardt,
Lucy Birch,
and Max and Ruby Hughes.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.